Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This is our Q&A edition of our show where we answer your questions. You can leave us a voicemail question by going to Morris Invest. That's our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. There you can click on the voicemail button and leave us a, you know, at most a 30-second message. You don't need to go on and on. I think you can get your point across pretty quickly. That way we have time for more questions here on the show. I believe we can always learn something from someone else's questions. That's why it's so important just to pay attention. It might not, you might not need it right now, but just put it in your quiver for later on when you actually might need it. So we're going to answer three questions today on the show. Our first question comes to us today from Anne. Let's listen to Anne's question.
Hi, my name is Anne. I have been out of the loop for the last year. I bought two homes in November of 2020. How do I get an understanding of what do I do now? Who do I contact? I'm confused on what my next step is to kind of get back in the game of, not in the game, but in the awareness of how my properties are doing and how I can make money.
All right. Thank you, Anne. Well, first of all, congratulations on at least taking action back in 2020 and getting started with real estate investing, getting two properties under your belt. Now, I'm a little unsure where, you know, if you mean that you're working with us at our company at Morris Invest, if that's the case, I'm just taking a guess, then just reach out to your portfolio manager, your team member, who helped you through the process initially, and touch base with that person about moving forward on adding a third or a fourth property to your portfolio. But it doesn't sound like that's the case because our team would likely be in contact with you every month, just checking in on you anyway. So you should probably already have a good handle of your financial situation and your goals. Our team would not likely go that long without speaking with you. So I'm gonna guess that it's not our team. And if it is, then I'm gonna have a talking with someone, but that's not the way we do it. So our goal, and I think this kind of speaks to everyone listening right now, what you want to be doing with your real estate portfolio. Like, so Anne is saying that she's been out of the mix for over a year. My question is, you know, what have you been doing in that year? Because one thing that I really try to drive home here on this show is, you know, once a month, sit down with your spouse, your partner, and look at your portfolio. You have to nurture your portfolio. So forget our team for a second. You know, our team will likely be checking in with you and making sure everything is going smoothly for you on a regular basis, but you should be doing that on your own. You should be sitting down, whether it's the first of the month, and you should be pulling up your spreadsheet. You should be checking your rent income, your rental income from your tenants in the properties. You should be checking to make sure if there's any maintenance requests that came in, all of that's taken care of. You basically want to, you know, close your books out every month. That's something I learned from my father-in-law quite a while ago. He, at the end of every month, likes to close the book on the month. And I think that's a really powerful metaphor, you know, whether you're doing it sort of metaphorically and you're just glancing at your status, or you actually physically are closing the book, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's and balancing your checkbook every month. So let this be a lesson to all of you listening. When you're an investor in real estate, yes, it is passive income, but you still have to be active in nurturing that portfolio. So, and next steps, if you're not working with our team, then I would, start to scan the market. If you're not interested in working with a full service team like what we do at Morris Invest, then I would start to scan the market, maybe speaking with realtors where you initially picked up your properties. I would go back and watch my video on internal rate of return. You absolutely want to make sure that the next investment that you're looking at has a very good, very strong internal rate of return. Like the properties that we sell are going to be in the 18 to over 20% internal rate of return. So you want to make sure you're in making great profits. You're going to want to make sure you're in the best rental markets. You're going to want to make sure that nothing has changed in your market where you're investing so that job growth is continuing, that there's not a higher crime rate. We just saw new crime statistics that came out this past week, and Indianapolis is at the top of the list. Toledo, Ohio is on the top of the list. Philadelphia is number one on that list. And so, you know, you want to make sure that certain new things haven't changed in your demographics. What do the businesses look like that are investing, that are moving into that area? Are there new jobs? Are there new healthcare systems? Is there a new university that's opening? All of those things you want to start to pay attention to. I would also check in with your property management company, find out about, you know, what are the rental rates right now in that particular market where you are? Are they going up? You know, can we increase rents when we have a tenant turnover in the property? All of those things are important for you to pay attention to on a monthly basis. I will say, if you're a real estate professional, so if you qualify under the tax status as a real estate professional, this is all time that you should be putting in every week in your business anyway, because you have to, under the federal government guidelines, reach 750 hours of working in real estate for you to qualify as a real estate professional, right, under the tax code. So you are then an active real estate investor instead of a passive real estate investor. And that completely alters your tax situation. You now become in a much better tax situation by being an active real estate investor. So that time, attention, and detail that you're putting into your properties is very important. You know, calling your property management company, touching base with them, looking at the demographics in the area, reading local news reports about crime and job growth and vacancy rates. And all of those things are really important. So again, if you'd like to work with our team, Anne, we'd be happy to help you. You can just go to our website at morrisinvest.com. Again, we're building about 500 properties in the new year. That's our target. We think we're probably going to exceed that this year. So, you know, book a call with us, get on our waiting list, and we can help you through that process. We have financing built in on all of our properties, plus it's new construction in the best school districts. So if that's something you're interested in, go ahead and book a call with our team. Oh, it's almost Christmas. Just a few days until Christmas. And get ready for the ultimate winter night in, brought to you by Beam, B-E-A-M. Now, Beam is a functional wellness brand that makes products for sleep, calm, focus, recovery, and hydration. And this time of year is my perfect time to recalibrate, take some time off. All businesses are mostly closed down. This is a perfect time to recover. And for a limited time only, Beam's best-selling sleep product, their Dream Powder Hot Cocoa, now comes in delicious white chocolate peppermint. Get ready. Swirls of peppermint mixed with creamy white chocolate for the guilt-free hot cocoa of your holiday dreams. It's the perfect winter wind down for those cold, snowy nights. It's triple lab tested. It contains the ultimate sleep promoting ingredients: nano CBD, reishi, magnesium, ithiene, melatonin, and no added sugar or artificial sweeteners. Curl up with a guilt-free cup of white chocolate peppermint dream right before bedtime and get your best sleep ever. You know, this is fantastic. I have a tube of magnesium oil that I actually put on my chest that helps you sleep. And so imagine having that inside of this hot cocoa. People absolutely love the Dream Powder. In the reviews, Jennifer M. wrote, "I've suffered from insomnia for years. I've tried just about every supplement on the market, and this is by far the most effective. I'm grateful for it. I fall asleep quickly and sleep deeper and longer. Thank you, Beam," Melanie wrote. "This stuff is legit. I'm a gym rat who just turned 50 and has sleep issues. I take this at 10 p.m. and I sleep from 11 to 6 a.m. The best part is that I wake up refreshed and ready to hit the gym. Wow." Natalie and I had this the other night, and it was so good. Natalie woke up. She's like, "That is like the best sleep I've had in so long." I said, I know. Absolutely fantastic. And here you go. The white chocolate peppermint dream powder only lasts for a limited time. So get it while it's hot. Great news. For a limited time, if you subscribe to any Beam product, you can also take advantage of their best sale of the year for Black Friday, Cyber Mondays. You're going to get 40% off the first 3 months of any subscription, plus a free mug and frother, or 20% off any one-time purchase. Again, this is Beam's biggest offer of the year, and it won't last long. Head over to beamorganics.com/investing. So that website, again, is beamorganics.com. /investing, which is INVESTING. That'll get you 40% off. You have to use that URL for the first 3 months of any Beam subscription, plus a free mug and a free frother, or 20% off any of their one-time purchases. Subscriptions are month-to-month and can be paused or canceled at any time. Again, one more time, the website is beamorganics.com/investing for 40% off. All right, our next question comes to us from Barb.
Hi, Clayton. It's Barb again. I had a question about after a tenant moves out and you get in there, what do you do if they mess everything up, especially if it's more damage than they gave you in a deposit? Appreciate it.
Thank you, Barb. Sounds like Barb has had, I think she was a caller in our show a few months ago and was had a question about tenant damage. And so she sounds like she dealt with a pretty bad tenant in the property. And look, you know, this is going to happen. As a real estate investor, you're going to deal with tenant damage at some point, especially, I mean, just think about it, right? I like to think if you, when you're getting started with real estate investing, there are a number of things that you're probably nervous about when you get started, right? You're probably worried about, what if I have a tenant that doesn't pay? What if I can't find a tenant for the property? That's really going to be your biggest fears, right? What if I can't get a tenant for the property? What if the tenant doesn't pay? Okay, if you have one property, I could see that be you being nervous, but I want you to picture yourself in the future. I want you to picture yourself as if you already have 50 rental properties, okay? Think of yourself as a more advanced real estate investor. Think 3, 4, 5 years from now. When you have 50 rental properties or 20 or 10, are you going to be so upset that you've had a difficult tenant to deal with and you have to go through a process of eviction and getting a new tenant in the property? It's going to happen, right? I've had to deal with it. Every real estate investor has to deal with it. Imagine one of my mentors who has 2,000 doors. Do you think he's ever had to deal with an eviction? Of course. It's part of business, right? It's part of business. That's what separates you from other people. You've taken action. You could just be working a 9-to-5 job and a 401k, but you decided you wanted to build a legacy for your family. So you've taken that extra step that other people won't do. And now you've got a rental property or 2 or 3, and you're building performing assets and legacy wealth. That's the way to do it. So now you've got a bad tenant, okay? It's going to happen. And the tenant placed a security deposit with the property management company, and the tenant now has damaged the property more than the security deposit will cover, okay? So maybe they did first month's rent in the property, and that was the deposit. And they've done like $7,000 or $8,000 worth of damage. Okay. My wife had a condo in San Francisco in an A-class neighborhood in the financial district. Okay. And a couple that had a dog and whatever, they just like destroyed the condo. I mean, like the dog pee on the wood floors. They damaged the walls, the cabinets. I mean, it's like, what are you guys doing in here? Like what really? Like, how do you live like that? Anyway, it happens. And so fortunately you have homeowners insurance. That's the key. You want to make sure you have insurance on these properties. And that's the first thing that you would do is contact your homeowners insurance and say that, you know, the tenant in the property damaged the rental property and they'll be able to provide you a check for getting it fixed up. Depends on what your deductible is, right? Chances are maybe you've got a $500 deductible. Okay. So if it exceeds that amount, $500, remember that's a business expense. Okay. For your business. And then, yes, you're going to get that insurance money back and you're going to fix up the property. Next step, though, is like that's out of your pocket, but what about the tenant's pocket? Okay. You're going to, first of all, accept the security deposit to fix up the property, but you could also contact a lawyer. And if it makes sense, if the cost makes sense to go after that tenant in a court of law for retribution, that's something you should also consider is hiring a lawyer who can deal with that. But look, anytime you're going to deal, and it could be just as something as simple as having a cease and or having a letter written by the lawyer demanding restitution on the property. Otherwise, we are going to sue you and take you to court. You know, and it could, that threat might sometimes be enough for that person to pay up on this damage in the property. But if not, then you have to consider retaining a lawyer. Okay, so cheaper lawyers. You know, I would say any lawyer that's charging less than $100, $150 an hour is probably not a good lawyer. I've dealt with a lot of lawyers in business over the years, and when you go cheap, it doesn't work. So you want to make sure you're paying, and therefore it's going to be a $5,000 retainer just to engage a particular lawyer's services for you to work with that lawyer. Some lawyers $10,000, some $20,000 on a retainer to get started. So you have to consider all of those things. Is it worth going after a tenant in a court of law and suing that tenant for damages in the property? But very often your homeowner's insurance, your rental insurance policy will cover this damage. And so you just have to think about where your deductible sits and reach out to your homeowner's insurance on the rental property and get that fixed up. Again, a business expense. It's not something we want to deal with. You can chase down a tenant with a lawyer. But if, you know, at the end of the day, if the numbers make sense, then go for it. Again, something my father-in-law taught me, he's, you know, a great business person. So he had, one thing he told me is, you know, if whenever he considers a lawsuit, and you know, in business, these are things that happen all the time. If the damages for him, I think were over $35,000 or $40,000, that's when he would consider, going the legal route. Less than that, it's just not going to be worth the time, attention, and pain to deal with something like that. So my best bet would be to contact the homeowner's insurance and get that fixed up and get a check from your insurance company. That would be my best guess for that. So Barb, I'm sorry to have to, sorry, you're dealing with a bad tenant. You know, hey, you live and learn, and hopefully, next time the property management company that you're working with and wherever you happen to be, screens that tenant better, make sure that they, you know, they have a clean record and that they've got a great job and all of that stuff. So I'm not sure what exactly happened there, but my heart goes out to you. If you've ever wanted to make sure that your home is safer, there is no better time than now. This week, our friends over at Simply Safe are giving the listeners of our Investing in Real Estate show early access to all of their holiday deals. 40% off, holy smokes, of their award-winning home security system. We love SimpliSafe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant that you need it. I set up my SimpliSafe system in mere minutes, and we were in Europe at one point, and when in the middle of the night, the door opened. And it must have been the wind because the person there, the pest control person, must have not closed it properly. And it was a huge storm and the wind blew the door off of its lock. Well, it triggered the alarm. And guess what? The police showed up and we got a phone call and I saw the police walking through the house with their flashlights while on my security camera while we were in Europe and they called us and it was all taken care of. Yes, SimpliSafe is amazing. They were named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes and even get free custom recommendations from SimpliSafe. There are SimpliSafe's biggest discounts of the year. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. There are no long-term contracts or commitments. It's a really easy way to start feeling a bit more peace of mind. So to take advantage of SimpliSafe's holiday deals and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/investing. Again, that's simplysafe.com/investing for 40% off your entire system. All right, our next question comes to us from Tiara. Tiara, take it away.
Is it possible to start your real estate investment without having to use your credit? Is that possible? Or where do you even begin to do real estate investment?
Well, a couple of different questions. I mean, number one, the credit issue. Yes, you absolutely can invest in real estate without using your own credit. We talk about in a lot of videos that we have here on the channel about non-recourse financing. So I would absolutely, we'll have it in the description below for you to check that out. Watch the videos on non-recourse financing. That basically, just at a high level, it's financing from the bank that's not tied to you personally and your personal credit score. They're going to want you to have it in an LLC. They care more about the asset itself and how it's performing. They really don't care about you because they are backing the asset. And so we at Morris Invest work with banks that do non-recourse financing. So you're able to get a great interest rate on a property. If you've got maybe some troubled credit and you're worried about that, that absolutely, that's a fantastic way to go. Another way to go is obviously getting private financing. So private financing, I like to say, is like, you know, talking to your Uncle Jed or, you know, Uncle Mike or whatever, and telling them about this real estate opportunity. You know, you say, hey, Uncle, I've got this great deal. My credit is a little shifty. I know you have money. You've been looking to invest. What if we went in on this deal together? Would you consider a promissory note as a mortgage, you know, and you basically just set up a mortgage and Uncle, instead of Bank of America, it'd be Uncle Mike, you know, would be the mortgage holder. And he would, you know, you would pay him monthly at whatever interest rate you decide. Now, I should be clear that you have to pick an interest rate that is commensurate with the current federal funds rate or whatever the national, I'm trying to draw a blank on the name of it, but the current interest rates, the current going rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage. Like, you can't arrange something with Uncle Mike where you're only paying him 0.005%, you know, where everyone else is paying 3% mortgages. Like, it needs to be close to what it currently is, you know, otherwise it's considered a gift. He'd be just giving you a gift under the tax code. So you need to structure that properly. But again, that's a great way to go about it. As someone in your family or a friend that has money that's looking to invest, you bring them the deal and they finance it. And they're not going to care about your credit because they're a friend, right? But again, the other way is non-recourse financing. And I would consider watching the videos here on the channel that we have about non-recourse financing. The other piece of this is about fixing your credit. They are not a sponsor of this show in any way, but I'm a big fan of what they've been able to do. And that is to get your credit score cleaned up by going to ScoreMaster. If you go to URL again. I'm drawing a blank. If you go to ScoreMaster.com/invest, what you do is you sign up and they can add like hundreds of points to your credit score just by working with them. Like, they will help clean up your credit. They're not a sponsor of this show. They're a sponsor of my other show, but we've had a lot of our listeners go through their program and get their credit score fixed up really nicely. So if that's a concern, check out ScoreMaster. Again, ScoreMaster.com/invest. We'll have a link in the description. Go check it out and sign up with them. And I think they give you like a free sign up or something like that if you use that link. So check them out. But you can add a number of plus points to your credit score. And the other question you had was just about getting started. You know, just if you get started in real estate investing, let the financing fall in line later. I think if you're ready, if you've got money for a down payment on a rental property, just take action. I think one thing to do is just book a call with our team, because if we can point you in the right direction. And what do you have to lose? It's a free phone call. We'll just go through a free consultation with you on the phone and help you figure it out. If we can work with you, great. If we can't, we'll point you in the right direction. So I would just book a call with our team. Just go to morrisinvest.com. It's totally free. Pick a 30-minute time slot. And again, we'll kind of point you in the right direction, TR, and help you get on the right path. So that would be my suggestion. So if you have any voicemail questions you'd like to leave, just go to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com and click on the little microphone button there to leave us a 30-second voicemail message. And we will be happy to answer them here on the show. So now, at the very least, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.